Nathan Zagura here at snowy Soldier Field, where the Browns fall to 0-15 after a 20-3 loss to the Chicago Bears, who have now completed their sweep of the AFC North. Now for the Browns, it was again the same old story. Too many turnovers, three for the Browns, no takeaways, too many penalties. Eight for the Browns in this game. Self-inflicted wounds once again. Now for the Bears, they were led by Jordan Howard's two touchdowns on the ground. Mitch Trubisky had a very efficient day passing the football and rushed for a touchdown as well. Three touchdowns in all for the Bears, all on the ground. In fact, their leading receiver was backup running back Benny Cunningham, who took two separate screens for more than 60 yards on the day. As they kind of played the greatest hits against the Browns defense, the running back screen very effectively, the quarterback draw near the end zone as Trubisky got in when they called it twice in the game. For the Browns, they were down 6-0 at the end of the first half. A nice drive to get a field goal. Zane Gonzalez knocks through a 48-yarder. It's 6-3. Now, it was 6-3 because Carl Nassib blocked the initial extra point. Now, Carl Nassib, unfortunately, the rest of the day would go south. Too many penalties for Nassib, and none was bigger than early in the third quarter. Mitch Trubisky was intercepted by Myles Garrett at about the 40-yard line. He caught it, ran like a wide receiver, weaving into the end zone and giving the Browns what should have been a 10-6 lead. Unfortunately, Nassib had lined up offsides, nullifying that play. A few plays later, Jordan Howard ran it in from 14 yards out, and that was pretty much it. It was 13-3 at that point. The Trubisky touchdown made it 20-3. For the Browns, DeShone Kizer had an interception in the first half, killing a scoring drive. He was looking for Josh Gordon on a double move, overthrew him. It was intercepted by Kyle Fuller in the end zone. Then in the second half, Kizer leading another nice drive. Gets one to Rashard Higgins. He slips a tackle, gets it near the 5-yard line, appears to be going in the end zone on a great individual effort, by the way, by Rashard. Gets hit from behind as he's about to go in. The ball squirts into the end zone, recovered by the Bears, and that was the last time the Browns threatened. So again, you have a touchdown taken off the board. It was a time, everybody's saying, somebody on this team make a play. Why not Myles Garrett? He does it. An offsides penalty, lined up offsides for Carl Nassib, wipes it off the board, and again, that was it for the Browns. Same old story, too many turnovers. They are now 0-12-3 in the turnover battle this year. The record 0-15, a rough one. They'll get one more shot to avoid the dreaded 0-16 next week at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Thanks for watching. As always, happy holidays and safe holidays to everybody. And keep it tuned to cleanbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.